Hi guys, welcome to A Plus English. I'm Pat.
And I'm Mike.
So today we're going to talk about a kind of stationery, pens, pencil stuff. Can you remember?
Yes.
We've got to think back, both of us, old as we are, to when we were at school. What did we have on our, you know, what kind of decoration did we have on our pencil cases?
Wow, I remember my pencil case and a lot of my friends being very fancy. They had lots of little doors.
Oh,
and you
that's
could, like,
cool.
Turn it over and there'd be a little pocket for pens and then a bigger one for rulers or erasers or something like that. So the more doors you had on your little pencil case, the cooler it was.
Wow.
What about you?
I definitely had a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles one. You know, from the cartoon series
nice.
That was really popular in the 1980s. I had that. Pens and pencils, I don't remember anything too much, but definitely the Turtles, Turtles pencil case, one of the zip ones. We didn't have metal ones, but
interesting.
Yeah, one of those plastic
we were talking
ones.
Earlier about how I went to school in England. Of course, you're from England. I remember when I left school one summer and came back to Canada, all my friends wanted erasers that smell. They had erasers that would look like an orange, and it would smell like orange.
Yeah,
or it would look like
those.
A little piece of chocolate, and it would smell like chocolate.
Yeah.
And for 1 year in, like, grade 5 or something, those were super popular.
Nice.
So everyone loves stationery, don't
they? Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And we're looking at our listening classroom this month. Patricia and Brendan, they're going stationery shopping, so let's take a look and find out what happens.
Colored tape and camera creativity.
I'm glad we came here. I'm making a card for my friend from these different masking tapes.
Yeah, I love their patterns and colors. I often come here to decorate photos.
Kamoi Kakoshi Co. Limited would be happy to hear that.
What's that?
It's a century-old Japanese company that invented colored masking tape.
Oh, right. Didn't they use to make fly paper and regular masking tape?
Yeah. Then two girls visited the company and presented a book made from masking tape. They also expressed their interest in using tape for color instead of stickiness.
Then, in March 2008, colored masking tape was invented.
I'm glad it was.
Your project looks great.
Word power!
Pattern. Pattern. The pattern on this scarf is very colorful. The pattern on this scarf is very colorful. Invent. Invent. The paper bag was invented by Margaret Knight in 1868. The paper bag was invented by Margaret Knight in 1868. Regular. Regular. It's just a regular day at the office. Nothing special happened. It's just a regular day at the office. Nothing special happened. Express. Express. Kimberly is very straightforward. She's not afraid to express her opinions. Kimberly is very straightforward. She's not afraid to express her opinions.
Okay, so let's set the scene. Patricia and Brendan, they're in Tokyo Masamune.
Tokyo, I love Tokyo.
They're not in Tokyo, they're just in Tokyo Masamune.
Tokyo, I love Tokyo, I love Japan.
They're in Taipei. It's a Japanese stationery shop in Taipei.
And it's called Tokyo Masamune. I get it, but I still love Tokyo.
So Patricia starts. She says, I'm glad we came here. I'm making a card for my friend from these different masking tapes.
Ah.
So masking tape is tape that is sticky on one side, and you can tear it easily. It was called masking tape because you could mask areas on a wall that you didn't want to paint.
Oh, interesting. So it's that tape that's quite easy to tear. It's almost kind of made of paper and not plastic. It feels a little bit softer when you want to try to tear it. Yeah, you're right. People will put it up, and then they can paint on this side of the tape.
Pull the tape dry, off.
Pull it off. You have a nice, straight, perfect, nice line. And, of course, now people have it, and it's a little different, as Brendan notices. He says, yeah, I love their patterns and colors. That's right. This is not the normal white masking tape that you might use for painting. It's a little bit more special because it has patterns and colors on it. A color, of course, well, everyone knows blue, purple, green, red, pink. These are colors. Most masking tape is white, but not this stuff. It's got lots of colors and patterns. Patterns are a sort of design. It could be a regular pattern that repeats itself. It could be lines, shapes, circles. All sorts of different pictures can be used. We often have patterns on clothes, right?
Stripy patterns.
There's a stripy pattern, exactly. You might have patterns on sheets or on towels in your house. It just makes things that we wear or things that we use, things made out of cloth, a little bit more interesting to look at. Now, they've also put some patterns on this tape, so that's kind of cool. Pattern is spelled P-A-T-T-E-R-N. P-A-T-T-E-R-N. We have a word power sentence. It says, the pattern on this scarf is very colorful. The pattern on this scarf is very colorful.
Okay.
Sounds cool.
Brendan says, I often come here to decorate photos, to get bits of tape. Decorates his photos with it. It's a cool idea.
Okay. And Patricia says, Kamoi Kakoshi Company Limited. Hi! Would be happy to hear that. Kamoi Kakoshi Company Limited is, I guess, a Japanese
company?
Yeah, it's got a Japanese name. It seems that I'm not the only person who's never heard of Kamoi Kakoshi Company Limited.
Yes. And Brendan just says, what is that? He wants to know.
Good
Patricia
question.
Does answer. She says, it's a century-old Japanese company that invented colored masking tape. These guys are responsible. So if they're a century old, it means it's at least 100 years a century old.
Wow.
You could say centuries, plural it, centuries old if it's even older. So you could have a century-old art museum with a collection of paintings. And they're Japanese, which of course means they are from, or you could also use Japanese for, related to Japan, like Japanese food.
Japanese music, Japanese style, or even Japanese people. Now, if you invent something, as the Kamoi Kakoshi Company Limited did, that means you create something for the first time. It comes from your imagination, and it becomes real. We spell invent I-N-V-E-N-T, I-N-V-E-N-T. For example, if I say a man's name like Alexander Graham Bell, what did he invent?
The telephone.
Thomas Edison, what did he invent?
Light bulb.
And the Wright brothers, what did they invent?
The airplane.
That's right. Before these famous people, no one had these machines because the machines came from the mind and the hard work of these famous people, these inventors who invent or make up something that never was before. For example, the paper bag. I did not know this. The paper bag was invented by Margaret Knight in 1868. The paper bag was invented by Margaret Knight in 1868. I guess at that time they didn't have plastic bags.
Yeah.
So at the supermarket they'd say, paper or paper?
Yeah.
And you'd say, paper, please. And they'd say, okay.
So Brendan says, oh, right. So he's maybe remembered who this company is. And then he asks,
Kamoi Kakoshi Company Limited?
Yes, indeed. Didn't they used to make fly paper and regular masking tape, so not the colorful stuff. So when we use this phrase used to, or in this question, did they used to, so when you ask did they, there's no D on used to, it's grammar that we use to mean that an action was done in the past but not anymore. Mm-hmm. For example, I used to live in Banqiao, but now I live in Taipei City.
Hey! I used to live in Taipei City, but now I live in Banqiao.
There you go.
Wow.
Okay, this is today's Yingwen Kuai Tong, so we're going to pause and take a look at that.
Yingwen
Kuai Tong.
Oh, yeah!
Hello everyone, this is Celine. 欢迎来到英文快译通。大家看到 use 一定会想到使用这个意思，但今天要跟大家聊聊这个字其他的用法。首先，我们先把 use 变成过去式 used 跟 to 连用。used to 我们可以把它看成是一体的，直接把这两个字呢看成一个助动词，意思就跟使用没有什么关系啦。used to 的意思是过去像怎样。曾经怎么样，但是现在已经不是这么样了。跟其他的情态助动词像是 should, could 一样，后面要直接接原形动词，句型看起来就会是 somebody used to do something。 举例来说，我曾经和我的爸爸妈妈住在一起，但现在已经没有住在一起了，我就可以说 I used to live with my parents. I used to live with my parents. 课文的句子里使用的是问句，这时候就要记得使用 did 这个过去式的助动词。既然助动词 did 出现了，就要记得 used 要换成原形 use， 句型就会变成 did somebody used to do something。 所以拿我刚刚那句话来说，如果你要问别人你之前都和父母住吗，我们就可以说 did you used to live with your parents， did you used to live with your parents。当然，如果你之前就不是跟父母住，我们就可以使用否定，一样要记得放助动词 did。整句话的意就会整句话就会是 I didn't used to live with my parents. I didn't used to live with my parents. 这就是曾经怎样，但现在不再这么做的用法。Used to do something。那现在呢，我们来看看另一个 use 的变化用法，叫做 be used to， 看起来跟刚刚说的 used to 很像，但当然是不一样的啦，不然我干嘛讲嘞。这个 be used to 后面加名词或是动名词 ving， 意思是对什么感到习以为常。例如啊，我的朋友 Charlie 他住在淡水，你知道淡水冬天都很冷吧，所以他习惯寒冷的天气，我们就可以说 Charlie is used to cold weather， Charlie is used to cold weather。那如果我们要说 Charlie 年轻的时候他常常一个人旅行， When Charlie was young, he was used to traveling alone. When Charlie was young, he was used to traveling alone. 所以对什么很习惯可以发生在现在，可以是过去，只要对什么习以为常就可以用 be used to 名词或者是 ving 动名词。最后我们来整理一下，如果是以前这么做后来不再这么做了，我们就用 used to do something， 但是如果是对什么很习惯，不管是过去还是现在，我们都可以用 be used to 加名词或者 ving， 只要记得换 be 动词的时态就好咯。希望你们能够试着用用看，我们下次见，拜拜。
So, welcome back, guys. Brendan is asking, didn't they used to make flypaper and regular masking tape?
Mm-hmm.
Now, flypaper is a sticky tape that smells sweet and attracts flies that stick to it.
Ooh.
So they're trapped. It sometimes poisons and kills them too. So it's just something you could hang up to get rid of the flies in your apartment.
All right. We also have this word regular. That's spelled R-E-G-U-L-A-R. R-E-G-U-L-A-R. Regular is something that's normal, usual, not strange, not surprising, not unexpected, something that you expect to see. For example, we could say it's just a regular day at the office. Nothing special happened.
Yeah.
It's just a regular day at the office. Nothing special happened
just
at all.
Ordinary.
That's
kind
right.
of normal.
Oh, except Godzilla came in.
Oh, yeah.
The building.
Well, that's actually regular as well. He comes around every
He's
now
a regular
again.
Monster.
So Patricia says, yeah. She's explaining the history of this colored tape. Then two girls visited the company and presented a book made from masking tape. So they said, look, we've made your masking tape into a book. How cool is that?
Interesting. They also, it says, express their interest in using tape for color instead of stickiness.
Okay.
So they weren't so interested in the tape sticking to things and being very strong. They wanted it to be colorful and have lots of different colors, patterns, and designs. It says the girls expressed their interest. When you express something, we should spell it first, E-X-P-R-E-S-S, E-X-P-R-E-S-S. That means you let it out. You make people know, you let people know what you are feeling, what you are thinking. You can express yourself, of course. The easiest way is by words. You can express yourself by using your body, by waving or shaking your fist at someone. And of course, artists will express themselves in lots of ways, by
yes.
singing, writing stories, painting pictures, designing sculptures. Anything that lets out your feelings and lets people know what you're thinking and feeling, that's called expressing yourself. For example, Kimberly is very straightforward. She's not afraid to express her opinions. She's very straightforward. She's not afraid to express her opinions. When she talks, you know how she feels.
Yeah, she doesn't hide anything.
Not at all.
Now, these girls said they were interested in color instead of stickiness.
Right.
So, instead of means not to use one thing or use, but use something else instead.
Mm.
Don't use it for this. Use it for this instead.
Mm-hmm.
For example, you could say we played soccer instead of basketball today.
Ah,
just
okay.
for a change.
All right, that's a good thing to replace.
And they wanted color, not stickiness. Stickiness is just a property of being sticky, or it's a measure of how sticky something is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Brendan continues. He says in March 2008. Colored masking tape was invented.
Ah.
So that's when they did it. It took a few years, but March 2008, there you go.
That company was almost 100 years old at that time.
Yeah.
Anyway, Patricia says, I'm glad it was. So
cool.
She's happy that the company made this colored masking tape. She loves it a lot. Brendan says, your project looks great. All right. The project that she's doing, that's the special work that she's doing, her little designing job with the masking tape and a book, it looks really, really good.
Okay.
So keep it up, Patricia.
Yep, that's the end of the first part of the conversation. We'll be back tomorrow with a bit more, but for now it's time for us to end the lesson. Okay, so today we mentioned flypaper.
We did. You
sticky
did.
Sticky flypaper.
We both did, yes.
Comes down, you hang it on the ceiling,
uh-huh.
and flies get, oh, that's sticky, that's sweet. They stick to it, and then they die, or you can just get rid of them.
Yeah.
So that's, it's kind of old-fashioned. Nobody really uses it anymore.
Yeah.
Well, what do you use to get rid of mosquitoes or cockroaches or spiders that get into your house?
Well, if I don't have my electric tennis racket.
I have one of those. They're awesome.
They're great. That's the little, it looks like a tennis racket. You press a button, electricity goes through the top, and you try to hit the mosquito or fly, and it dies very quickly. So I guess I use that.
Yeah.
But if it's not handy, well, my hand or a newspaper or shoe or something like that. But I find the best way to deal with flies and mosquitoes and cockroaches is keep your house as clean as possible,
mm-hmm.
right? Because if you clean it, there's very little for the bugs to eat or for them to do there. What about you?
I tend to smack them or the electric one, unless it's a spider, when I run away crying.
Really?
I'm terrified of them.
Oh, well, that's actually good because I try not to kill spiders because they eat mosquitoes.
Okay.
So I think, you know, leave the spiders alone, but you're right.
Horrible. Don't like it.
They're not pretty animals.
All right. Well, we'll come back tomorrow to see what Brendan and Patricia are going to do with their colorful masking tape. Join us again for that. For now, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Action movies aren't really my cup of tea.
Action movies aren't really my cup of tea.
Hello guys, I'm Celine. 你知道的，有些时候某些东西就是不对你的胃口，你就是不会喜欢。拿我来说好了，我就是不喜欢动作片 ，action movies。那除了 I don't like action movies， 还有没有什么其他更生动有趣的说法呢？我这么说的时候，你就知道我们超级实用的小聚会要现身啦。今天的句子就是 ，action movies aren't really my cup of tea。Action movies aren't really my cup of tea。从字面上去解释，一定会让你很困惑。动作片不是我的一杯茶，动作片跟茶到底有什么关系啊？其实这句话的意思啊，就是动作片不是我喜欢的电影类型。就像中文里我们常常说，这不是我的菜。Something is not somebody's cup of tea 的意思就是某物不是某人的菜。 这个不是我的菜的用法呢，也可以拿来形容人。所以考考你啦，如果现在有个男生不是你的菜，你可以怎么说呢？哎，你答对了吗？很好哦，就是 He is not my cup of tea. He is not my cup of tea. 相反的，如果呢他是你的菜，我们就可以说 He is my cup of tea. He is my cup of tea. 但是呢否定的说法是比较常用的哦。最后啊，我们来复习一下今天的句子。Action movies aren't really my cup of tea. I hope learning English is your cup of tea. 小橘说我们下次见咯，拜拜。
Action movies aren't really my cup of tea.
Action movies aren't really my cup of tea.
Colored tape and camera creativity.
I'm glad we came here. I'm making a card for my friend from these different masking tapes.
Yeah, I love their patterns and colors. I often come here to decorate photos.
Kamoi Kakoshi Co. Limited will be happy to hear that.
What's that?
It's a century-old Japanese company that invented colored masking tape.
Oh, right. Didn't they used to make fly paper and regular masking tape?
Yeah. Then two girls visited the company and presented a book made from masking tape. They also expressed their interest in using tape for color instead of stickiness.
Then in March 2008, colored masking tape was invented.
I'm glad it was.
Your project looks great.
Pattern. Pattern. The pattern on this scarf is very colorful. The pattern on this scarf is very colorful. Invent. Invent. The paper bag.Was invented by Margaret Knight in 1868. The paper bag was invented by Margaret Knight in 1868. Regular. Regular. It's just a regular day at the office. Nothing special happened. It's just a regular day at the office.Nothing special happened. Express. Express. Kimberly is very straightforward. She's not afraid to express her opinions. Kimberly is very straightforward. She's not afraid to express her opinions.